This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. And Shayna, remind us again why lawmakers are now going on a two-week vacation?
Well, to paraphrase one of my favorite hunters, a Mr. Elmer Fudd, they are out hunting deers. Not rabbits, but deers. And there's also the Thanksgiving holiday, which is coming up. So historically, what lawmakers have done is they have taken that sort of two-week spot between rifle hunting, season opening, and the Thanksgiving holiday off.
And of course, that means that this budget impasse that we've been talking about, how long now? How many years, decades has it been?
So many months.
It is still left on the table without a resolution. And that's a big deal for a lot of groups. We've talked about all the different programs and so forth that are affected by this in the past. And that means this is just two more weeks where they can expect to not really have any resolution about this.
Exactly. And I will have to say that there is one day tentatively scheduled for lawmakers to potentially come back, hold session if there is a deal. But I mean, when they left, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was, you know, so hard and firm in his position. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was so hard and firm in her position. It really doesn't seem likely that, you know, while everybody's out in the woods, they're going to be able to come together and have some sort of agreement. So it really does look like after Thanksgiving is when we can hope to have some sort of resolution. And now we are in that period where a lot of these programs, the sort of holdover money that they've had from prior budgets is starting to run out. And they can't really plan for their future because they just don't know if the lawmakers are going to come together for some sort of a supplemental budget and, in fact, you know, help fund them. And I spoke with the leader of the Michigan League for Public Policy, Gilda Jacobs, and she said this is really hurting everybody.
There really are far-reaching effects. You know, some of the vetoes, unless they're restored, are going to directly impact moms and kids, rural Michigan. You know, the effects are real. They have to get their act together in order to stop those things from happening.
And Shayna, there's one person that this also affects that we should note, and that is Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I would
say.
Absolutely. This is her first year in office, and she will only have a couple weeks after lawmakers get back from their break to reach a deal with the Republican leaders in the state legislature. If that doesn't happen, this is the kind of thing that could help define her first year in office, which is, you know, we see so many articles and segments that are done about a governor's first year in office when it's over. And the headline part of it will probably be a failure to reach a deal on the state budget after all is said and done.
Absolutely. And this isn't something that's just going to impact Governor Whitmer. It's also going to impact a lot of the lawmakers that are going to be up for election in 2020. What's really interesting is you kind of see a lot of legislators being like, well, it's not going to impact us because, you know, she is the face that everybody knows. However, she's not up for election for another 3 years. Over in the House, everybody is going to be up for election. And if they are in some of those areas, particularly rural areas that have been hit hard and these people are still not getting the funding for these programs, a lot of those lawmakers in the House might run into some problems when they go to be elected again. So while there are people in the districts who are, you know, going to start feeling the costs of cutting these programs, I mean, at the end of the day, lawmakers are probably going to be paying the highest price.